Remember, visit newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God is alive, folks. When Moses asked, "Who should I tell them who sent me?" He said, "I am. Tell them I am sent you." See, our God is. We don't serve a dead God. Our God is alive. He said, "Tell him I am. I am sent you." And he's moving by the Holy Spirit, and he loves us. Every person is very important to the Lord. You are very important to the Lord. Now, don't let the devil, don't let the enemy lie in your ears against Jesus. Don't let the devil talk you out of Jesus. Don't let anybody talk you out of Jesus, because everybody that do, they're operating under the influence of Satan to set you up for the kill. Understand, being born in this world, just like we covered it last week, this is a fallen world. This, when God makes planets and people, they're like him. They're like, however they look, and they're different types of beings. As 1 Corinthians 15 talks about that. There are celestial beings, such as angels, and there are terrestrial beings, such as men. And the Lord told me years ago, I'm still making planets and people. And everything that God makes is good. He makes it without sin. Now, when we first met the Lord in Genesis chapter 1, he's restoring the earth. Something happened that caused him to have to restore the earth. Now, when God does judgment, he turns the suns off. He darkens the sun. When Jesus died on the cross, he darkened the sun. Nobody could see it was pitch black when he gave up the ghost. And this was worldwide. And it was a bright sunny day. It didn't matter if there were no clouds in the skies. God turned the sun. He took the light from the sun. And didn't say anybody froze to death, so he didn't take the heat away. He took the light away. And when we first met the earth in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the earth was without form, void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. That was Lucifer's flood. And Charles Kapp said that was Satan's flood right there. And then God made man. And you know, of course, in the days of Noah, they call that Noah's flood. So that was in Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3 talks about the flood before Noah's flood. Because before the flood, the earth was in and out of water. In Noah's flood, the earth was covered, completely covered with water. And the mountains were covered. 15 cubits up was it covered. Because the Lord had to destroy the abominations that was on the earth. And the abominations is the angel and human hybrids. So God had to flood the earth. And this was the rescue plan. Now, I said all that to say this. When God makes a planet and people, it's perfect. Something happened. Now, the water started before God restored the earth. We see it again. Because when God told Adam not to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, here comes the serpent, instructed by Satan to lie to Eve. And then you know the story. They ate off the tree, and when Adam ate off it, their eyes were open. Well, the woman was deceived, and sin is transferred through the male. That's very important. That's why Jesus was born of a virgin. When you search the scriptures for yourself, you see the relevance. And when you believe on Jesus from the heart, when somebody tell you that God became a man, taught men, and then died in our place, rose again to justify us so that we can go live with God. There's something good about it. No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, and no matter what you heard before, the gospel message is the most outstanding message ever. And there's nothing better than that. And everybody knows it. And it's detectable. So when you believe on Jesus from your heart, you're calling God. You're saying God told the truth. You're saying, I recognize the fact that I sin. I know that everybody dies. Up to this point, death operates 100%. Nobody is excluded. Now, Jesus laid his life down, but he picked his life up. Jesus brought people from back. He raised people from the dead. But guess what? They eventually died again. And everybody Jesus healed that we read about eventually died. But guess what? It's not over, because Jesus told Lazarus' sister, Martha and Mary, that he's the resurrection. And they said, I know you can raise my brother in the resurrection. But Jesus said, he showed her that he's the resurrection. He said, if you believe, you'll see the glory of God. And she did. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. And he didn't even stink anymore. She said, by now he stinks. He didn't even stink anymore. And if you keep on reading on down, when you read that story, you keep on reading. The religious order wanted to kill Jesus, and they wanted to kill Lazarus, because they know for a fact, and everybody knew for a fact, that Lazarus was dead. He was dead 4 days and he had already begun to stink. Nobody could say that he was just sick. He was dead. Jesus waited 4 days. You know, on the way there, one of the disciples said, well, let's go so we can die with him. They didn't understand what Jesus was doing. See, Jesus is on top of things. If you follow Jesus, you'll be in perfect order. You know, you'll be appropriate if you follow Jesus, because you're not following the wisdom of men. You're following the wisdom of God. When the Holy Spirit gives you something to do, you're following knowledge that's on a better order. You can't come up with what the Holy Spirit come up with on your own. And it amazes me. When I first learned that God would guide us into all truth, I was a very young Christian. And I read the scripture how the Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth. This is what I expected with my early Pentecostal mind. When I read the scripture, I said, we are people that God can give wisdom to, and we can start businesses. We can solve great problems. We can master inventions. See, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. I said, why aren't people doing this? God can give us songs. And some people yield to the Lord, and they write good songs and poems, and they do great things. Now, the Holy Spirit is not just limited to ministry. Now, I can tell you of situations as an auto mechanic. He showed me what to do to save engines. Engines. He showed me how to save an engine. Because it was a Volvo, a boat broke down deep in a well. And the tool I had to line the boat up so I could re-tap it had got off center. And he gave me a dream and showed me how to get that boat out. Now, this boat was broken way down deep. That's why my tool didn't work right, because it's too far down. The Lord showed me how to correct the problem. The Holy Spirit did. Among other things, he taught me how to teach my children when I had been through a divorce. And the Lord, and that's hard on children. You know, that's like punching them in the stomach. And the Lord taught me how to teach them. And you know, he's the resurrection, folks. And I was very concerned about my children back then. And Pastor Jackson said, Abraham, the Lord said, you ain't got to worry about your children anymore. The Holy Spirit. And guess what? They're doing what they're supposed to do now. They're healthy. Now, it's time now for people to know what the Holy Spirit is well capable of. Do you love your kinfolks, your parents, your children, your cousins, your friends? Don't you want them in heaven? Start yielding to the Holy Spirit. Don't try to do anything in your own strength anymore. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 is a New Testament scripture as well as an Old Testament scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Always acknowledge him. You know, if people would do that, the Holy Spirit is ready. The Holy Spirit is on standby. He's ready. He's ready to help anybody that's wise enough to just listen. He's always ready. Always ready. He's moving by his Spirit now in real time. When we first met the Spirit of God, it said the earth was void and desolate. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. Well, the Holy Spirit's been moving on earth ever since, working with man, helping us go forward. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He shall direct thy paths. He shall direct thy path. Now, this is Old Testament. If an Old Testament brother could get his path directed, how much more a man that's full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom? See, when Jesus died for us and he sent the Holy Spirit was given to everybody who loved God, who was saved, who believed on Jesus. Joel said, your sons and daughters will prophesy. That just blew the religious order's mind of the day. It blew their mind. Then he said, your servants will prophesy. That just blew their mind some more. Because men want love preeminence. And everybody that love to be the first, they love to be the best, they love to be the worship of men. Now people say, I don't want worship. But they want to be in charge. They want to be seen and noticed and heard. They want people to know how wonderful they are. They want people to look up to them. And that's a problem. Because if people look to you and you like it, that's a problem. And see, in other words, the religious order that wanted people to look up to them, and they wanted the praise of men, and now here goes people's ordinary people's sons and daughters are prophesying, and then the servants are prophesying. And the people that think like the devil, they think like the devil because they want to be first. They want to be preeminent in their mind. God can't relate to them. God gives grace to the humble. People that mean business. People that want to do his will. People that love others. That if you pay attention in this life, the people that have the revelation, the greater revelation, And the people God would deal with, they have a strong love walk. And they don't go around trying to be seen. But they're so obvious because they let their light shine. But they're not trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to be a blessing. And that's who the Holy Ghost revelation flows through. People of that caliber. But people that want to be seen and noticed, God resists the proud. But he gives grace to the humble people. Now, I want to clear up something about a humble person. That's not a person that act mousy. That's not a person that go along to get along. That's not the one that always try to appease people. The real humble people are more like Paul or David. They seek the Lord, they understand his will, and they seek to do it. They obey God. Real humble people obey God. Now, they may be meek. They don't stir up trouble. If somebody do them wrong, they weather the storm. They don't retaliate against people. They stick with the love of God no matter what happens. And then they have the wisdom, the Holy Spirit. If they have the love of God and also the wisdom of God, and if they're pure in their heart, the Holy Spirit will keep them abreast of what's going on. I've had the Holy Spirit to show me things that was going on before I knew it, before I realized it. And he would give me dreams and visions. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And it's important to know what God is doing. God loves us, folks. He's ready to return. He's ready to help us out. He wants us to go forward. He wants us to know him. And people who are humble, God can relate to. So don't let the devil talk you out of salvation. Don't let him talk you out of Jesus. Don't let him talk you out of following the Holy Spirit. Because it's too important. The Lord loves us, folks. And his return is absolutely imminent. He will return. He will take us forward. As we seek him, and he guide us into all truth, he will cause us to be appropriate in our day. And I, in my mind, my Pentecostal mind, my holiness mind, when I was in my 20s, everything was so new to me. The love of God was so new. I felt new. I felt cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. And I wanted to learn everything I could about the Lord. That's just the way it was. I said, I'm not messing this. I done messed up enough in my life. I've done a lot of things that I wish I didn't do. But I'm not going to mess this up. When the Lord saved me, I knew I was saved, and I wanted to make things right with people. And I wanted to be a blessing to people. And I wanted my life to work. And one day Elder Lewis said, he talked about God's people being a together person. He said, you want to be a together person. I said, when he said that, I said, I really do. I want my life to work. So religious preeminence won't work. But the word of God is alive. Jesus knew that we were going to face the works of darkness. So if you pay attention to Jesus, you'll always be appropriate. You'll always be ahead of the curve. And I don't say that lightly. This is very important. So as you go forward in the Lord, pay more attention. That's my suggestion. Pay more attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and he will help you do what must be done. This is also very important. The Lord our God is about to return. And he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. That's his greatest desire, and he has a way to do it. It's not by our works. It's not by our power, but it's by his Spirit. One scripture said, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. Now, I want to share this. Every generation, the Lord, he loves the people in every generation. And he raised up people. He raised up people to gather his sheep. Jesus said, pray that God will send laborers in the harvest. Now, this is something. He said the fields, the harvest is ripe. Pray that the Lord will send laborers. Don't think that the laborers are just going to come. You got to pray them in. And so the Lord raises up laborers to work with people. And God has been raising up pastors out there. They need your encouragement. They'll get you saved. They may not know everything, but they'll get you to heaven. If you'll humble yourself and listen to them. And if you help them out, you are sharing the great reward that they're going to get. See, people need the love of God. They need the wisdom of God. They need the darkness exposed for what it is. Everyday people make life decisions. And so within a week, you make hundreds of decisions. Every day you make many decisions every day. And it may be even safe to say you make at least 50 key decisions every day. But before the week's out, you will have made hundreds to even thousands of decisions. Now, what if they were good decisions? Some of them are based on what you think is best. But the godly decisions will not hurt you. And when you get used to making godly decisions, your life is greater. So this takes time to understand. It takes time to trust God. By faith we believe God. And the Lord worked with people so that they can believe. And then when they enter into the kingdom of God, then the enemy starts fighting their life. And God gave us authority over Satan. He knew he was coming. The Holy Spirit will keep you ahead of the curve. He'll keep you ahead of the fight. He'll keep you ahead of everything that's coming your way. You just have to pay attention. And some people pay attention, some more than others. But the grace of God is still there. If people love God enough, God can work with them. He can always keep his people out of danger. And guess what? Satan has protocol rules. He has rules. He has to fight you on your level, so to speak. People say God won't put no more on you than you can bear. No, he's talking about the limitations of Satan. He's smarter than you, but he has to fight you on your level of knowledge and capability. So, and there's a scripture for it, but I'm going to keep on moving, because every generation the Lord raise up people to make a difference. But remember something, when much is given, much is required. What you know in this life, if you know better, you better do better. Because the Lord is raising people up, and there are no more excuses. You can forget the excuses. Don't try to bargain with God with excuses. Ask the Lord to help you throughout this life. And he will. He loves you. Don't forget that. He loves you. Don't try to buy God's love with your performance. And don't try to disqualify yourself because if you feel like your performance was not enough. It's not about your performance at all. It's about you believing in what Jesus did. Every day, if you feel like you fail, God's going to give you. If he gives you a new tomorrow, then be faithful with that. If you fail today and didn't do your best, he still loves you. If you fail today and you ask God to forgive you, or you wish you did better, then you die. Guess what? You're going to be with the Lord. When you believed on Jesus Christ, you won the battle. You won the bulk of the battle, and all the people you helped along the way. That God counts, he writes that down, that spiritual wealth on your life. Don't forget these things. And remember, the days that God give you, be as faithful as possible. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is